This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. And we're pleased to be joined by Kenlyn Johannes, who is the soon-to-be-retired CEO and administrator of Kansas Soybeans. And Kenlyn, as you look back at the 20 years serving as CEO and administrator, you've seen a lot of growth for the Kansas soybean industry.
Well, it certainly has. We've always looked at the opportunity to grow soybeans in Kansas as a kind of a leading edge crop. We've expanded from east to west. Acreage has increased greatly over the course of the time. In fact, for a while, we were the only state to have continuous increase of acres for almost a decade. It has been exciting. The most exciting thing is my opportunity to come up here back to the Great Plains and Kansas and interact with the farmers that run the show. It's really all about them and their leadership and their need and want to plant soybeans and make them an exciting crop to work with.
And throughout the years that you've served as CEO and administrator, and you talked about it's all about the farmers.
Oh, certainly, right from the start. And I guess the whole thing, the setup before I came here was really critical. The Department of Agriculture through acts by the legislature had just privatized all the commodity commissions. And I think people forget that happened 20 years ago. And what that meant is the farmers could take more control. The checks were now in control of the farmers. They could do things more quickly and rapidly, and they wouldn't have to wait for the state to hold meetings and the state to write checks and do those types of things. So those leaders, the Neil Martins, the Ron Westervelds, and I hate to start naming names, but they were two of the early leaders that really got the commission and the association in position to work together. The association was just gaining the confidence of the commission to do some of the work that it wanted to do. The commission was coming out of the state, and it was kind of a challenge because neither one of them had really much of a credit rating, much of a notoriety. Although they had done great things over the course of time, it just was a fresh slate for me to work with, which was kind of exciting.
What's next for you, Kenlyn?
Obviously, retirement from this position after a little over 20 years. I'm actually will be continuing to do a little consulting. The Soy Aquaculture Alliance lost their executive director, so I will be contracting with them to kind of set them up and get them going.
Kenlyn, we appreciate your time, and thank you for a wonderful 20 years as well.
Well, it's been a great ride, as some would say. I've really enjoyed it.
That's Kenlyn Johannes, who's the retiring CEO and administrator of Kansas Soybeans. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.